Filthiest Sin by the Go-Go Killers. WBMF, I'm Dick Enright, your host this evening. We got a guest here for you, Mr. Alabama Sharp of the Go-Go Killers. How you doing there, Mr. Alabama Sharp?
Well, Mr. Enright, I'm doing mighty bad. I woke up bad today. I've been bad all day. I'll probably be bad tomorrow, bad tonight, bad the next day. But thank you so much for having us here tonight. We're really looking forward to being here. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'll be damned. We're so glad to have you here on WBMF, the baddest radio station in all of Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, tell me, you guys have a new record coming out. It's going to be jumping off those record machines all over the world. But I want to hear it straight from you. What have you got going on, brother?
Well, we've been finishing up these tunes. Called a hallucinogenitalia. It's like a conceptual thing about sexual intercourse and the end of life, I suppose. End of life and the beginning of life at the same time. And just one big blur. You know, I don't necessarily want to say drug-induced, but life is a drug the way I look at it. I'm just high on life over here. I'm high on life, Mr. Enright. High over here.
Well, I'll be damned. You the craziest thing I think I've ever seen in this here studio. Although we've seen some crazy people in this studio, I ain't lying. As crazy as all this sounds, we got to know where you came from, where your roots are from. Tell me about growing up here. What was it like growing up?
Well, you see, I wasn't born, you know, so much as I fell out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nobody seemed to notice me.
You don't say.
No, they didn't. I mean, we had a hedge back home in the suburbs, but I could never see over it, you know. So I would just kind of depart my mind and body to go elsewhere, you know. There's just kind of a shh, and you know, it was kind of a clash of ideas, a clash of things.
There's been some rumors, and I hate to use the word rumors because we, you know, consider them fact. We've heard that you've been on some journeys to some other worlds.
Well, they're all true, but it's hard to keep up, to remember all straight.
You know? I know that's right.
See, I lost my historian, Harvey Kolchak, a while back somewhere over there. I mean, he took notes. I got to go back and find him sometime. I kind of left him in a hurry, but I'm assuming parts of him still alive, and maybe his brain's still good, but you know, he's probably got dropped off in a loony bin, maybe in hell. He may be in hell.
Hell? You've been to hell, Alabama?
Oh, sure. I've been to hell a time or two. I could say not intentionally, but there's only one way to heaven, and there's 1,000 ways to hell.
I know that's right.
I shouldn't be surprised, so. Hell, I died, and I went right on to hell one time. It's not really such a bad place to be once you get over the smells in hell. It's the smells that'll get you there. It's rank, you know, it's rank there.
I understand, brother. We're catching up with Alabama Sharp here on WBMF.
Ooh.
Now, Mr. Sharp, I understand that there is some kind of I don't know how they use the word these days, but it's some sort of electronical voice phenomena going on in one of your songs. That Filthiest Sin has got one in it. Now, what do you make of that electronic voice phenomena?
Well, that's just a dead woman. It's just a dead woman, Dick Enright, that's all it is. I mean, she was digging the tunes. She got it too excited. And, you know, sometimes you can get your fingers on them and get them, you know, calm them down, get them to peak and get the excitement out of them. But this one, you know, she wouldn't have none of that. She just was singing. She was in bliss, in ecstasy, and she was Filthiest Sin, I believe, after all.
So let me understand this. You trying to tell me that a spirit was hanging around your old recording studio when y'all was cutting that record?
A spirit? That was just the one was singing. There are spirits around us all the time. They seem to be interested in what we're doing. We bring out something in them, something primal. And they like to come and dance around a little bit and do other things. One time I woke up with a dead woman in my bed. I mean, I wrote a song about that. But all of the stuff that happens to us, I mean, I don't know what happens to everybody else, but it's just a typical day in the life, just another day. It's just paradise, you know.
Well, I tell you, you got some kind of life. You got spirits hanging around you all the time. I hope there ain't any spirits hanging around this damn studio here in WBMF, although there are probably a few.
There's one about to try to reach around on your Dick Enright. She probably wants to see if she can get your Dick Enright.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you all night to stop, baby. Now Alabama Sharp. Now I was under the influence that you was working on some new tunes. You got any new tunes that you working on at this time? Can you tell us a little bit about them?
We got a song called UFOs that can I say it on your radio show, Deck In Right?
Oh hell, why the hell not? Nobody listen to this some bitch anyway.
That's the goddamn truth. Well, the motherfucker's called Unidentified Fucking Objects. And like I said, it's self-explanatory. We've got a tune called The Hand that we're really proud of. We've got The Man with the X-ray Eyes. We've got A Sex Killer. And, well, what the fuck? It's called Planet Fuck. It's about where we're really from, Mr. Dick Enright.
Well, where are you from, actually? Just tell me where you really are from.
Well, I come from Planet Fuck because it's a state of mind, you see. It's the place where you just don't give a fuck. I know we're saying the word fuck in here, but fuck, that's the goddamn truth. We just don't give a fuck. I mean, why would you give a fuck? Well, I ain't got no fucks to give nobody. Somebody give me a fuck. I don't give a fuck, but fuck. We're from Planet Fuck because we don't give a fuck.
I got a couple of fucks I can probably give you.
Yeah, we're like a pretty fuck every once in a while. We've got a new murder tune that we got on here too called a Pillow Talk. If you ever your woman's devilish, play Pillow Talk for her. You'll get you some good head that night. I guarantee goddamn fucking tell you on that.
Now, Mr. Sharp, there's been a lot of talk about your live shows, that there's some sort of demonic possession, that you casting out demons and all this stuff. What in the hell is all that about?
Well, if I've caught one and I've still got it in me and I got to get rid of it, then a live show is a good venue. It's a good way to get it out. So there's plenty of people there going crazy, and it can just easily, I can just kind of blow it out of my mouth. I can maybe put it in my hands and just lay it on somebody. And so, yeah, I hate to admit I do it, but yeah, I do that. And there's other times people come in there and, you know, they feel a little bad. You know, I'm a little bad, and they're like thinking, Well, shit, I'm fucking bad. I need to fix myself. And I'll lay my hands on them. I'll try to do what I can, you know, get that stuff out. But you just got to bear in mind, Dick Enright, that when a spirit or a ghost or a demon, when it comes out of something, it's got to go some goddamn motherfucking where. So, you know, I suck them in me. I draw them in. You know, I hold them for a while. Then I spit them out, let them go. I keep a lot of them in my microphone stands, to be honest. Not too many people know how many demons I got in my microphone stand, but I store them there, and, you know, we do what we do.
Well, Mr. Sharp, I sure do appreciate you coming by here today and talking with us at WBMF about your new record, Hallucinogenitalia, available in final stores nowhere.
You can pick this motherfucker up when we're playing somewhere. We're liable to have one or two on us on our website. I'm not real sure how that stuff works, internet and all that and whatnot. But
you got them internets over there?
I've heard that most people are infected by it. You know, it's just like it's a very common disease. It's the social media stuff they talk about.
I tell you, I start scratching when I'm around that social media.
Oh, my God. It's like a demon unto itself. I'm just glad I ain't possessed by it myself. Shit. But we do have a one song here we're gonna finish up with, and it's inspired by my travels back and forth to hell a few times. It's called The Devil Don't Chase Me No More. I mean, a lot of people they're misconstrued about the devil and what the devil is. First of all you evil people, or you people that think you're bad and you want to go to hell, the devil don't want your motherfucking ass. First of all, the devil don't give a shit about you because hell, you already going there. He don't give a fuck. You just part of the gristle in his goddamn motherfucking teeth. The devil, he wants the virgins. He wants the holy people. He wants them what does no wrong. Because you motherfuckers doing wrong, who gives a shit about you? The devil don't. You know what? I went down there one time, and me and the devil had a talk or two. Like he thought it was going to break me. That's the truth. And I just couldn't help but laughing at him. I couldn't help but laughing at him. So he cast me out. He cast me out of hell. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going back down there, and I'm going to kick that motherfucker's ass out, and I'm going to take over goddamn motherfucking hell, and all us bad motherfuckers are going to have a goddamn motherfucking party. And that's what this here song is. It's called The Devil Don't Chase Me No More.
Well, y'all heard it here first. This was Mr. Alabama Sharp, front man and chief preacher of the Go-Go Killers from Huntsville, Alabama. We appreciate you coming to the studio today, Mr. Sharp.
Hallelujah, Dick Enright. Hallelujah. We're so happy to be here. I got to go back in time and pick up something I left. I apologize for that.
All righty then. This is Dick Enright from WBMF. We're going to send you out here with the Go-Go Killers, The Devil Don't Chase Me No More.